157
Blog Talk Radio.
I won in the cage today versus a 240-pound MMA fighter. I beat the shit out of that motherfucker, man. I punched him 4 times in the face. It's on video. And that fucking stupid motherfucker started wrestling with me during a boxing match. And what the fuck is that? You're getting your ass kicked? And you're going to start wrestling during a boxing match? Motherfucker. Look, it was a one-sided victory for me. You delusional haters got exposed. UFC. You know where that fight was, right? It was in a cage, yeah, but do you know where that cage was? It was a UFC gym. You see, you remember how you haters would always tell me, like, oh, you should go to, you know, a mainstream gym and fight some of those mainstream guys, right? Well, I did just that, you fucking losers, and I won. What now, huh? Let me guess, you're still talking shit. Fucking retards, man. Did you see that haymaker that I landed at 009? No, the first left hook, that was just, like, phenomenal. Like, the left hook that I connected on him. And then I hit him with a right, left, right. But that first right at 009, I landed 3 shots in a split second. Hit him right in the jaw. His head nearly flew off. That's why he started doing that cheap shit, man. But he couldn't even take me down. And here's how it all ended. His boy stopped recording, and I punched him in the fucking body, and he let go. That's it. That was it. All right, left hook right here, right here. Boom. Boom, boom, boom. Hit him with 4 right there. All right, right here. Left in the head. Right in the jaw. Left. In the, all right, this shit's so fast. Let me slow-mo this shit. All right, landed a left. All right, right in the jaw. Bam. Left. Boom. That three-piece was nice. Look at that. Boom, boom, boom. Man, I'm the greatest, man. 80 pounds. He had 80 pounds on me. Yesterday, I beat a 282-pounder. But this motherfucker was in shape. This motherfucker was a real fighter. Yeah, he was a dirty fighter. Fuck that motherfucker. No credit to that son of a bitch, man. Blue belt, whatever the fuck, man. He says, yeah, he was wearing a blue belt after he started training with some of those UFC clowns. And then some U.S. Marine came up to me, actually. I'm known for beating up a lot of Marines. And the U.S. Marine told me, he was like, you know, he's a Latino dude. He was like, man, I've seen that shit, man, in the cage, man. You got down, bro. He's like, you beat the shit out of that black motherfucker, man. Dude, I beat the fuck out of him. Like, what the fuck? Okay, you're like, yeah, you know, we both got each other in headlocks, but that the fight was already over once he did that. Once he fucking grabbed me and started trying to wrestle with me, you know, and failed at that too because I hit him in the body in the end. When, you know, he heard his boy recording, started talking shit too. Listen, I never said no friendly boxing. What the fuck? Friendly boxing? I'm fucking swinging haymakers at this motherfucker trying to knock his head off. He knew me from the internet. He was using the hater motto. He knew that he got his ass kicked, and he tried to save face by, you know, like I said, he tried to wrestle me, and he failed at that, too, because I punched him in the body, and he let go. That was not on video, but it was sure on video. Oh, I punched him in the face 4 times. So, yeah, how everything completely ended, I hit him with a left in the body, and he let go. He just let go of me. It's funny, he was saying, if you punch me again, you see what's going to happen. While he's like, while we're like both like wrestling and shit, he's like, you punch me again, you see what's going to happen. I punched him again. I punched him while we're in that wrestling clinch, and he didn't do shit. He just let go. And I told him, I'm like, dude, you got destroyed. I'm like, you want a rematch? He's like, no. Fuck that motherfucker, man. Fucking bitch-ass fucking dirty-ass motherfucker, dirty fighter, fucking piece of shit motherfucker. Yeah, but see, the whole referee thing, man, I saw this fake mainstream boxing crap, and there was a referee where two paid professional actors were, you know, were quote-unquote going at it. One guy got a little blowed like 10 times, man. And the ref didn't even give him a warning. I mean, that's not 10 times. I think if you low blow somebody like what, 3 or 4 times or 5 times, you're DQ'd. This guy got low blowed like 10 times, if not more. And he was complaining to the ref and saying, look, this motherfucker's hitting me in the fucking balls, man. He's hitting me in the nuts. You know what I mean? This motherfucker didn't nothing. The ref was obviously paid. So that's what I'm saying. The whole, oh, you should get a ref, you know, like, okay, but refs, from underground ref, yeah, but the mainstream refs are fake, man. Motherfuckers are all fake motherfuckers. Rigged. Listen, I beat the shit out of this guy, all right? If he would not have done that wrestling shit, I would have knocked him out. That's why he did that. So, you know, and he even told me, calm the fuck down. Yeah, he's a pussy, man. Look, he tried to fight back, and he just was no match. See, look. Hit him with that left. Boom, boom. Yeah, he threw like one weak-ass punch, and he didn't land anything. I told you, man, nobody can beat the champ. Charlie Zelenoff is the best, man. I embarrassed this motherfucker in his own gym, his own turf. Yeah, I live in L.A. too, but I'm saying, like, the UFC gym, like, I've always wanted to go there and beat one of those punks, man. I want to come back there and knock out this fucking Anderson Silva, Brock Lesnar, man. I want to beat, I would fucking destroy all these fucking clowns, man. You all saw that Speed and Power today? Yeah, you see, like, against Samir, TMT, that jab. Yeah, you know what I mean? Jules Waller jab. Today, that's how the swarm style. That's how I like to fight. You know what I'm saying? I destroy this motherfucker. You haters need help. You people are delusional. I'm the best. I won 5 fights in 8 days. Yesterday, I beat a 282-pound heavyweight fighter bare knuckle. Today, I go in the cage, and I win again. Cage, gloves, no gloves, street, whatever the fuck. Gym, it doesn't matter. What did I say? What do we fight? In a cage, in a ring, in a gym. It doesn't matter. What, see? A fitness gym? See, look, UFC gym. Same result. Charlie Zelenoff always wins. You haters are fucking crazy, man. I'm the best. 157 wins, 0 losses, 126 knockouts. I keep on winning? Come on, man. I'm 43 wins away from 200-0, man. I got nothing to prove, man. Time for a break, man. My wife's coming soon, man. I beat the shit out of everybody, man. Everybody, man. Come on. Fucking destroyed that U.S. Marine, man. That left hook, man. Nearly snapped. It snapped his neck and nearly took his fucking head off. That was a great victory. Today was an even better victory because this guy was obviously bigger, stronger than that Marine. You know, and it was obvious he knew how to fight. He's just a dirty fighter, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, if things were going his way, he would not have done that, but they weren't going his way, you know? He was getting punched in the face, and he didn't like it, and he started wrestling with me, and he tried to take me down, and he couldn't. And then I punched him in the stomach, and then he let go of me, and that's it. And then we both got out of the cage, and then everybody's congratulating me, saying, you know, great win, nice win, and he's standing there like a fucking idiot, putting his blue belt on, getting ready to train and shit. You know, that's it. Charlie's going off number 1 pound for pound. I got to go. My wife is texting me. I got to go talk to my wife. Take care, everybody. 157. 157 wins, man. 0 losses. Charlie's going off the best in the world, the best of all time.